This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tuesday morning in the flesh. Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens all with you here today on a wonderful Tuesday. Going to be about mid-50s today.
Should be a beautiful day out there. You got to hit the links, as they like to call it.
Better believe it.
You better get out there today. It's supposed to be 50 all week, though, you know?
12 o'clock tea time, baby.
Oh, wow. You going to be able to get it in?
Well, I can ask you the same question.
It is Tuesday.
He's what wins him.
God, I hope so.
42 seconds in.
Off and running, baby. Yep, off and running. So
I can go ahead and cut Bob saying, are you going to get it in if you want? And we'll be on our way. Yeah, man, it's noon. A little Shamrock Hills, a little course right by the crib. So yeah. Go out there at noon, play some winter golf as we've moved on from fall golf. Toughest part of the day today will be staying warm and also getting a tee into the ground.
Oh, yeah, that'll be the frozen ground. Yes. Yeah. Will you have a drill out there today and just start to drill like holes in the ground?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You have an assortment of drill bits, and I do have two power drills I could take out there.
Yeah,
also
you should.
Also could take my leaf blower out there as well.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're all over the place, man. I got to get those done, and I just don't know when I'm going to do it, because every time I look at it, I'm just like, I've done this four or five times already, and I'm just so over, you know, the leaves and all that kind of crap. So, yeah, have fun with that out there today.
Should be fun. Should be like, I think they said like 54, 55.
It's going to be beautiful,
like,
yeah.
55 cheeseburgers, 55 tots, 55 shakes, 55 fries. So yeah, it should be a fun day out there today. Last night, Mac, you want to let the people know about how, last night pretty much lets you know exactly how the rest of the season should go, because the Chargers beat the Eagles in overtime in one of the worst games I've ever seen in my entire life. Six turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, five by Jalen Hurts alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. God, that was not good.
Come to Jesus moment. We need more of these in our lives, fellas. We all were wrong. Can we all admit that? We thought at the beginning of the season, we all sat on a soapbox and we said, boy, after that Super Bowl and winning Super Bowl MVP, I think Jalen Hurts has an argument to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. Bob, you were?
Yeah, wrong.
Mac, you were?
Correct, because I never said that.
Okay, and I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very, very adamant that he was not, that 9 or 10 was the highest I ever put him.
And that's wrong.
I don't even know who the top five quarterbacks are in the NFL anymore.
No, I think that's too high.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be making a change this offseason in Philadelphia, whether it's the coach, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's, you know.
I was wondering that, because if they do catastrophically fail, we know how Philly runs things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
Dallas could still win this division.
Dougie P won a Super Bowl 2 years later.
Gone.
See ya. Maybe not even 2 years later. Sirianni got in the Super Bowl. Then they had the failure of the season where they were like 11-1 and then lost every game the rest of the way. And then it was a bad ending. And then they win the Super Bowl. And then this year they're off to a hot start. A lot of people think they have the best roster in football. One of the best teams in football.
Yeah.
How's Howie
this morning when you guys talked earlier? Good? He's feeling good about himself?
Bob, just like you would say with the Chiefs, it's about execution and coaching.
It is.
So
no,
you can always blame someone else, but I would not blame Howie on this one.
Yeah. And so.
Who got the quarterback that turned it over five times?
Yeah, no doubt. Also, who got him to win a Super Bowl and get to two?
And Super Bowl MVP quarterback as well. That's what's weird about this. And that's how things are in Philly. So we'll see what they do, because I was wondering if they do end up failing and not winning the division.
Oh, I'm rooting for Dallas now, and I never root for Dallas.
For sure.
This is great drama.
Do you think they would fire Sirianni?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. They wanted him fired all along, you know, in Philadelphia. Then he wins the Super Bowl, and you're like, well, I guess we can't fire him now because he won the Super Bowl. But, I mean, if you go Super Bowl, epic collapse, Super Bowl, epic collapse, you know, who are you? I mean, would the real Nick Sirianni please stand up? Please stand up, because that's what it is. I mean, it's win or collapse, win, collapse. And, you know, that's what's going on. And I don't know if I necessarily believe in the character of those guys inside that Eagles locker room. You've been hearing about it all year, you know, the way the Browns handled things going back to last year, you know, five interceptions, turnovers, however you want to phrase it. And yes, I two on one play. I've never seen two turnovers by one person on the same play in my entire life, let alone three turnovers.
Pick, fumble
on one
maybe
play.
Another fumble. No, it's not a fumble.
I mean, it was bizarre to kind of watch that last night. So I think the Philly fans will be hot and heavy, and I think Nick Sirianni will probably be the first person to go there in Philadelphia. It's quote unquote easier to find a head coach than it is to go out there and find a quarterback. But I mean, Philadelphia is going to be in business probably this offseason. And if this team doesn't believe in their quarterback, then you can't go forward with that quarterback. Now, hindsight being 2020, I was listening to our sister station in Philadelphia this morning, because why wouldn't you, right? And so I was listening to them, and they immediately start with the same stuff we talk about here. Why are we not running the football more? And so I started to think about that around this league. What a pandemic we have of not running the football for certain teams in the NFL, because you got Saquon Barkley in Philadelphia. He is your best offensive weapon. He's your best offensive player. And you're taking the ball out of his hand to give it to Jalen Hurts, who we saw last night, not so good at this point in time. So everybody's complaining about the same things in the NFL, and it's running the football, it's the quarterback play, it's the head coach. I mean, Philadelphia's a dumpster fire, man. They deserve every bit of that.
Does Jalen go with him?
Probably not, but that's probably for money purposes, not because he's good.
Yeah.
Probably just because they have to keep him for a little bit longer.
Well, you say go with him, like Sirianni's going to be hired again.
No,
do you
think he gets a job out the door?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do they just clear it? Because you know Roseman, he's the most active GM when it comes to trades and stuff like
he
that.
Would trade him.
I don't think you release Jalen Hurts.
No, not like that. But like, would you be like, you know, Sirianni's gone.
Yes,
Big Dom definitely gone.
Big Dom.
You know what you signed up for, man. You're his bodyguard. When he ain't got a job, you ain't got a job. And I was just wondering if like what would happen if like they did move on from Sirianni. Would they move on from Jalen Hurts and just try to rebuild it and keep what they do have, which is the defensive line? Now, again, their offensive line pretty banged up like the Chiefs. I mean, we saw guys falling left and right in that game last night, and all of a sudden they're like, I wonder if they'd knock. I think Troy Aikman was like, I wonder if they'd knock on Jason's door, what he'd say.
No,
I'm not answering.
Like, well, unless you're Philip Rivers and you decide to answer the door because, you know, you got grandchildren running around and you're tired of
it's
them
today.
Which is a true story. But no, I think
he'll play for Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. I hope he signs. Please. But then his Hall of Fame is going to reset and he's a semifinalist this year. So if he steps on the field, he's got to wait another 5 years to get to the Hall of Fame. Have more grandchildren.
2020
is the last
when
time he played.
When they lost to the Bills and they almost beat the Bills in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
They were this
right.
close, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we almost got the Colts.
Yeah. That was that game. That's the last game he's played. Okay. Yeah. It goes fast, Dusty. I'm going to tell you, it's going to start speeding up even faster.
I guess if he's up for a candidacy of the Hall of Fame in 5 years.
Because I was the same way. I'm going, 5 years he's been out already? I feel like oh my God, it has been that long. So, I mean, the time, man, it just goes, it goes, it goes, it goes, it goes. And so if you're the Eagles, if you're the Eagles, let's just talk about them for a second. You fire Sirianni. Yeah, I think you do need to part ways with Jalen Hurts and trade him and start fresh there. What would you guys do? Like, I wouldn't do that here if Andy decides to retire or leave or something like that. Obviously, you're not going to do that here and, you know, L.A. probably, but I think Philadelphia is one of those places that, you know, nobody's really in love with Jalen Hurts there in Philadelphia. They feel they could probably do better at the quarterback position. And if you're going to make a change at the head coach, I probably would try to trade that quarterback this offseason and let the new head coach come in kind of with a clean slate to kind of start over. They allowed that for Andy Reid here, you know, in Kansas City, even with Matt Castle under contract. And I know how people feel about him, but immediately he went and changed and got the quarterback that he wanted. And if you're going to hire an offensive head coach, let that guy have the quarterback he wants. So there's no excuses from day one. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I think that Roseman's got a sack on him. So I don't know if he would. Could you get a first for Jalen?
No, I don't think so.
So then you would draft a quarterback, keep Hurts for a year, have the in-house competition kind of brew, and then at that point, you wait for another season of faltering quarterbacks and stuff like that, and you say, hey, Arizona, here's Jalen. We've got a guy we drafted last year. Let's say the Philadelphia Eagles draft Mendoza.
Yeah, right. I don't know. Get up to number one or two. Well, the Giants have the number one pick right now, and obviously they're not taking Mendoza.
No, they're going to take offensive linemen.
Is that a good spot to be in, drafting number one and having your quarterback in
Heck
place?
Yes.
I think it's a great spot to be in.
Yeah, right? You just need to go to every left tackle and say, who's the best?
Yeah.
Okay,
who do I want?
That guy.
Yeah.
I was just wondering about
Titans,
that.
Browns are in that situation too. A
exactly.
lot of the top picks don't
QB. Well, the Browns do, and the Titans may.
Well, I guess we'll see what the Browns do.
The Browns just decided they're going to go Shador Sanders the rest of the season.
Yeah, the rest of the season.
We'll
yeah,
maybe
but are they going to go? Because Deshaun Watson's going to be on the roster next year. Oh. They've already said that.
Watson! Yes!
No, they've already said that yesterday.
No.
He's going to be on the roster next year. And so if you're Stefanski, you probably want to run out of town real fast, take your Coach of the Year awards, and get the hell out of Cleveland with that Deshaun Watson fiasco that's going to take place next year. But again, great entertainment for us. It's wonderful.
Oh, yes,
it's fantastic. Give me all the drama and all the nonsense, as long as it's not involving my team.
I would trade Jalen Hurts to Pittsburgh. I think that would fit perfectly.
That would be a nice fit. Who's going to be the coach in Pittsburgh, though?
Well,
right?
That's a good question.
And so,
if Tomlin's still there, it works out great. And I think Jalen Hurts has got the cliches just like Tomlin does. The Pittsburgh fans are going to love his attitude. They're going to be super hopeful because they haven't been a part of this Jalen Hurts experience.
Are they, though? Or are they too close to Philadelphia to,
maybe.
It's only four hours or something there to Pittsburgh. Like, no, we don't want this guy.
Yeah, we know that story.
Yeah, we've seen that thing. But I don't know. I think if you're a team in the NFL in need of a quarterback, Jalen Hurts would be a nice option for you if you get him with the right head coach, you know. And sometimes changing a situation and getting out of a situation like he's in Philadelphia, getting that scenery change, That could be the greatest thing ever. Ask Alex Smith how that worked. And if Jalen Hurts got paired with an Andy Reid type of coach that could turn quarterbacks around and make them better, Jalen Hurts may get a rebirth on his career. Or if Philadelphia hires a guy like Andy Reid to bring in and say, hey, we're in love with Jalen Hurts. We just need to kind of fix him a little bit and do that. And that's what they need to do. It was like when Charlie Weiss took over as offensive coordinator and he said, my job is to fix the quarterback. And Matt Castle went out and had 25 touchdowns that year and was great in 2010, right? Fix the quarterback. Sometimes it just takes the right voice in there or an adult in the room. And don't forget, too, and I'm not making excuses for Jalen Hurts. This is like his fourth offensive coordinator now in 4 years, right?
Yep, that's true.
You know, every year he's changing offensive coordinators. That's not easy to do. I always equate it to you speak fluent Spanish, they drop you in the middle of France and say, find your way home, and you don't know the language. It's not easy to do. And so after 4 years of four different coordinators, I'm sure he's got a lot of nonsense going on in his head, and left means right, right means left, up means down, and he's like, I just don't know anymore, you know? So there is something to be said for that, but having five turnovers in a game like he did last night is just, I mean, you can't throw an interception in overtime. But again, why are you throwing the football at that point in time? You have Saquon Barkley on your team.
Who balled. Coming up on the other side, good news, bad news, and we have a debate here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Getting right back into it. Chargers successful last night. Something that you didn't want to see if you're a Chiefs fan hoping for the playoffs. Chargers brutal schedule moving forward. What, Chiefs, Dallas, Houston, and Denver, I think is the way their season ends.
Yikes.
Yeah. And as Bob said, last night was right there. Just like the entire season, everything was right there.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't take advantage of it. 1-6 in one score games this year, not good. And just mishaps.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you start to look at the schedule for the Chargers, you're like, man, they got a murderer's row the rest of the way. And man, the Chiefs, if they just would have won on Sunday. But you know what? The just would have, I mean, that kind of started really in Jacksonville in week five. We've been, you know, kind of talking about the what should have for the season and how the thing should have gone. And it never changed. And that's the big problem that you have to start to question. And we'll talk more about Andy Reid around 7 o'clock, but you have to start wondering, is his message still getting through to these guys? Because they never really responded to Andy Reid this year at all, at any point of the year. They never responded to really anything. I shouldn't say Andy Reid, but he's the head football coach, but they haven't responded to anything all year. Every time that we've drawn the line in the sand and said, this is the test, this is the moment, they've collapsed. And that's just a team that just wasn't there this year. I mean, you start to look back at, you know, all of this and you start to, you know, piece things together from what we saw, you know, after the Super Bowl loss to where we are right now. And it all makes sense why this team is out of the postseason and sitting there with a 6-7 record. I mean, you know, I think looking back at everything, right, you start to say, okay, this all makes sense. This all adds up. This all checks out. And, you know, they just never really got this thing moving in the right direction after that brutal Super Bowl loss. And here we sit now, not going to the playoffs this year when everything was right there in front of you. Everything was there, you know?
And we know that the season's gone soured, which is one of my new favorite vocabulary words, as a descriptive. Is that a verb? Am I ruining this whole thing?
What, season's gone sour?
Sour. Like, they've soured.
The season has soured.
The season has soured, yes.
It's fun. It's a good word, right?
Hello, America.
Yeah. Is when the fan base has completely shifted and turned on none other than Jay Binkley.
That's the thing, yeah.
Like, you know it's down bad.
Oh, yeah.
When the voice of reason, the man, the mock master.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You're mid-major Mac?
Yeah.
He's mock master Bink.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the text line turned on.
Yeah,
he was on after hours on last night. Jay Binkley holding
that
the fort down.
An idiot, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Jay, weeks ago, you were saying the Chiefs should pay Rashee Rice. I remember that because I was driving through Freddy's Drive-In and hearing you say Mahomes is his guy. Weeks later, you want them to draft a running back. Sad.
Well, what does one have to do with the other, though? You can still pay Rashee Rice and draft a running back.
I'm sorry, draft a wide receiver.
Oh, draft a wide receiver. Well, they're probably going to have to go there. I think I'd fire the wide receiver coach, that Connor Embry guy. He stinks, and so does that position right now. It's very inconsistent. And people,
adjective.
You know, people want to talk about, like, you know, what you're going to do this offseason, how you're going to change things up. This Connor Embry guy at the wide receiver coach.
He's soured.
Honest to God, I don't know who he is, and I had to look it up yesterday to find out who it is. Because this wide receiver position right now, guys, is ass. And there's no other way to say it. Xavier Worthy has not improved one iota. I don't think he knows what the field markers mean. Rashee Rice is as inconsistent as they come when it, you know, at the wide receiver position. Hollywood Brown and Juju, they're veteran guys, but, you know, they do whatever they do out there. But, like, who's really taken it to that next level? Who's become better as a wide receiver under this Connor Embry guy? So if you're looking to make changes this offseason, I would 1,000% start with the wide receiver coach, because I don't know what that guy's bringing to the table right now. It's an undisciplined position. It's an underachieving position. It's a position that isn't getting better and isn't doing what we need in order to enact the offense that we have. And so there's going to be sacrificial lambs, I am sure, at the end of this season. That Connor Embry guy should be number one on the list of guys that got to go, because that wide receiver position is totally stale, stinks, and sucks.
This will be the second time they lead the league in drops in the last 3 years. Connor Embry was on this team with the Tony, with the MVS, when they couldn't catch a pass, no one was getting better. Like you mentioned it, like Rashee Rice, remember him in his first or that first season in those last eight games? How raw he looked, but like we were able to use him. Like, what is Rice? And I know he's
not as good as he was.
He hasn't gotten better.
No, he has not. He's gotten worse. And
Connor Embry, I'm all for youth and young guys, me being one, but he is really young, and that becomes a detriment when you're not doing what you need to do. I'm looking at your age at some point, right? I don't know. Like, I'm just like, dude, you've been here for a while.
He's been here 7 years. Did you realize that Connor Embry? Yeah, he was like an assistant at something, and then he was a running back guy for a hot minute, and then they moved him over to like wide receivers. And I don't know. Let me ask you this, though. I mean, you're a coach, and you're constantly changing your position groups. How's that good for the team? How does that make sense when you take a guy that was coaching? This is what he did in Philadelphia, Andy Reid. There was a guy by the name of Juan Castillo, right? Okay.
Great right fielder for the Texans.
Fantastic. And he was a defensive line coach.
Okay.
And then Andy Reid made him the offensive coordinator the following year. Mm. And then they fired Juan Castillo. And you took a guy that was the defense. You're like, so here's why this is important.
Yeah.
You took a guy that was a defensive line coach and made him the offensive coordinator. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And Juan Castillo was fired soon afterwards, and everybody was mad at him. But that's kind of what we have going on with this Connor Embry guy. You got a running back coach that now is coaching receiver. It's a completely, totally different spot.
So that's why they drafted Sky Moore.
And
exactly.
Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, they brought in kind of a running back. Xavier Worthy, kind of that running back. The kid Rashard Smith, kind of a running back, you know, turned wide receiver. But that position has given us nothing really this year. And that was a position that we were very excited about, you know, going into camp. We had the stupid EGE thing. Everybody's going to eat. And that fizzled out like a wet fart in Vegas. I mean, that never amounted to anything. I mean, everybody can't eat if you can't catch. And so I think they need a different wide receiver coach. I think they need a veteran guy at that position to make those wide receivers better, because quite honestly, other than Tyreek Hill, really, who have we seen grow into that position and become a better wide receiver once they came here to Kansas City? I haven't seen that. And so that's where I would start the house cleaning, is with the wide receiver coach, and get a guy in here who could take this talent that these guys may or may not have and try to realize that talent.
It's like I said in the beginning of the year, this seems a lot similar to the Royal season, right? Kind of the last couple of weeks until hope was completely vanished. You look at where we're putting blame. There were some people that were like, oh, fire Q. It's not Q's issue. He's going to be fine. He's not that guy. Like, you don't need to fire your manager. And then all of it shifted towards Alex Umwalt, right? Yeah, people out here be like, maybe Andy should hang it up. It's not happening. Okay, who are we going? Embry. How about that guy? Why not? Well, the only receiver that's ever been good is Tyreek Hill. Well, here's the secret. Yeah. I don't know everybody knows this. Tyreek Hill is a generational talent. Tyreek Hill is a Pro Bowl Hall of Fame, or Hall of Fame wide receiver. You may not like who he is as a person. You may not like who Antonio Brown was as a person. But those guys were, and Antonio Brown never get to the Pro Bowl or the Hall of Fame. I don't understand that. But again, that's who they were, right? You look at Zumwalt. Well, who's he really developed as a hitter? Bobby Witt Jr.? Well, Bobby Witt Jr. is a generational talent.
Yeah, like, Salvi, you know, gives him a lot of credit too, but that's a Hall of Famer.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, I guess you could kind of put that, because Kelsey could give him a lot of credit too, if you really want to get into there and be like, well, Embry kind of helped me out too, but that's where we're at. Like, right? Like, that's parallels to the season.
Yeah, but he's the tight end guy. That Doug Melvin or something like that, sure, is the tight end coach that's Travis's guy. And so he's been, but this Connor Embry, you're right. I mean, you're making a great case right now for why Connor Embry should no longer be part of this coaching staff. Not one wide receiver has gotten better. Not one has really developed. And, you know, we want to blame the offensive line, or we want to blame the play calling and all this kind of stuff. But when you really start to peel the onion back on it, the wide receiver position that we're always seemingly excited about really never lives up to anything, and it never does anything that really is spectacular. I think we're all kind of living on the wide receiver days of Tyreek Hill, as Dusty mentioned, and he is a Hall of Famer and a generational talent. The job as a coach is to make your guys better too. We talk about putting in position to be successful, but I need to see growth. I've not seen any growth out of any wide receivers on this team since, and you're right, Dusty, since Tyreek Hill. He's the only wide receiver that we've really seen grow and blossom and take that next step. All we've seen is a bunch of guys with potential that don't realize their potential, that are very inconsistent.
So they're going to bring Tyreek Hill in the back next year.
Thank God, no.
That's like horseradish.
What about the quarterback's coach?
What's his name?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Dave or something like that. I've seen him before.
Girardi.
Girardi. Yeah. Girardi.
David Girardi.
David Girardi.
Never heard of it.
You know,
I like Joe Girardi a lot.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
A guy maybe develop some habits. Yeah. And maybe someone else coming in and say, listen, man, I've watched these last 2 years. Here's what's happened. Here's how we can get back to what we were. Kind of thing.
Well,
I don't know.
Mahomes needs a hard reset. I mean, he's not, you know, above, you know, complaining about it as well. And you're right. The last 2 years, maybe he has developed some bad habits and gotten into some bad habits. I think the biggest habit that Patrick Mahomes has right now that's bad, I think he's got PTSD back there from bad offensive line play, and it doesn't feel like he's able or willing or can give this offensive line an opportunity to really do its job, Dusty. And they were good the other day with all those backups in there. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who's not a Chiefs fan at all, not really an NFL fan. And even he's like, damn, that offensive line was good the other night. And I'm like, yeah, I thought the exact same thing. I thought it was really, really good the other night. And so I think somebody needs to get with Patrick and say, you've got to start trusting this offensive line. Otherwise, you're never going to be what you were.
Yeah, I think the whole thing, it's a mixed bag of issues that have gone on. And I think it's a lot of, like, in-house. Like, that's why I said I think it's a lack of communication. I don't think that the biggest problems are on the field. And I've said that for 2 weeks now. I think the biggest problem this team has is inside the walls of one Arrowhead Drive. And that's where it all begins, right? Like, that's where the whole planning of the week happens. That's where Andy's gets in his office at 4 o'clock in the morning, starts putting everything together. And then he the words get spread around, and then it's like, okay, I guess this is what we're going with. It'd be like if you came in every day and Mac and I had these good ideas or these good topics, and you're like, nope, this is what we're going to do today. And you're like, okay, I guess that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, so you've been inside the walls of Arrowhead, because you're calling it like it is.
But that's just what it feels like. And it's, to me, and we'll get into Andy Reid a little bit later today, because I think I have a really good analogy of what I've lived through and what I think a lot of people have as well. And I think it'll be crystal clear what I'm getting at. But I think that's where the main issue has. And I think that's where the Mahomes debate kind of brings in. By the way, breaking news. It is 6:30. Normally the library. Boss said no more library.
Oh,
library's
man.
Closed forever.
It's Wait, gone. Hang on a second.
Yep.
So the boss said that,
yep.
And you're listening.
Yep.
Huh. Novel. The Chiefs should try that.
Yep. So I figured these would tie in together. So yeah, the library is dead and gone. It was a good run. It was a fun time.
If you were Juwan Taylor, you'd keep doing the library.
Yep. And we're just going to clean some things up on the show. So we're going to try to get better at things. And you know, that's on me. So... listen here. So we had a Mahomes debate in the rundown here about, you know, where do you put blame on the season? And like I said, I think the biggest issue with this season has been communications within the four walls of the building, not necessarily the sidelines or the goalposts. And I think the reason for that, and the analogy that I just gave, is like if Bob were to come in every morning and say, here's the show, just, you know, look over it and just react to that, Mac and I would be checked out by at least 2 weeks into the show. And side note, that's not how this show goes. Mac has a few ideas, Bob has a few ideas, I'll have a few ideas, then something will happen in the world and we'll just pivot to wherever we have to go. But I think the issue with Mahomes is, I think the communication between he and Reed, because I do think that there is the issue of let the kid do his thing, right? And I've said this before, when you were younger and, you know, you left the house, your parents were like, where are you going? When you could come back, or, you know, whatever. And you were always, you know, attentive and be like, yes, absolutely, I'll be back at 7. I'm just going to go check out something real quick. I'll be right there. And I think now that you have Mahomes at 30, I think you talk about a hard reset. I think this is where it needs to get to the point where it's like, all right, spread your wings and fly.
Yeah.
Like, get out there. I trust that you can do that. And I think that's part of what we see, because Mac showed us a video yesterday of like the routes that were ran. And I'm like, that's not Mahomes drawing that play up. That's Andy. And that play is not working. That play, that no one is open. And we're asking ourselves, like, is Mahomes holding the ball too long? Why is he running too much? Maybe he has fear of the offensive line. Or maybe he has a fear that he just doesn't trust his receivers to get open because of the routes that have been developed.
Well, and that goes back to Connor Embry, as we were talking about as well, with the wide receiver coach. If they're not getting open, that's on him. I mean, there's nothing else I can say about that, right, from the wide receiver standpoint. But I also think when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, at times, he's still trying to make the spectacular. And I was sitting in the sauna yesterday having this conversation with one of the guys. We were kind of just talking about, you know, whatever, sports or whatever. And one other guy, you know, kind of piped up a little bit, who I don't know his name. I give him credit. And he said to me, he goes, look, and a younger guy too, very, very, you know, probably like your age, I would say. Okay. maybe a little bit older than that, but nowhere near the gray hairedness that I got sitting in there. Right. And it was a really, I thought, thoughtful, provoking
platinum, by the way.
Platinum, is that what it is? Yeah. Amanda, who has been cutting my hair for 20 years, she goes, you've really gone gray gracefully. I was like, thanks, you know.
Grayscale.
And this was last week. I mean, it's just like, you're going gray gracefully. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it looks good.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It looks real good, right? And so he said to me, he goes, you know, Patrick Mahomes still makes the spectacular play. He goes, but too many people judge him making a special play as being a great quarterback. And I think that's where we are. I think for Patrick Mahomes right now, he can still make the spectacular play. It's the, when you're not making a spectacular play, it's okay to make a normal play. It's okay to make an average play. It's okay to throw it out of bounds and spike it in the dirt and eat it. Like, even Jalen Hurts last night at one point earlier in the game saved the sack by just kind of throwing it away and whatnot as he was going down. There are many opportunities where my wife and I'm sure you guys are dealing with this at your homes as well, you're yelling at the TV, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. Like, the only sack that Esipola gave up, or pressure that he gave up on Sunday, was after 4.2 seconds.
Yep.
That's a long time.
That's an eternity.
It is. And Patrick Mahomes needs to have that internal clock working in his head where he's going 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000. And if nobody's open, throw it away or run with it. Don't leave yourself out there in the pocket to get sacked or to hold the ball. Every play does not have to be WASP. Every play does not have to be look to your left, throw to your right. And I think for Patrick Mahomes and Andy as well, they love that spectacular, that they've forgotten how to do the normal and they've forgotten how to be just a quarterback. He expects every play to be this spectacular, oh my God, play. Meanwhile, he's leaving yards on the field, turnovers on the field, plays on the field for not doing the normal stuff because he's always trying to do the spectacular. I need Patrick Mahomes this offseason to get back to being more of a normal quarterback and to really trust his offensive line, because they've been there for him this year. This has not been an offensive line issue this year. I know people want to point to that constantly. They had 4/5 of their line out with guys we've never heard of before playing, and Patrick Mahomes had 4.2 seconds to throw a football and still couldn't get rid of it in time. Yes, are the wide receivers not getting open? Sure. But if you know that, then you got to throw the football away. You can't sit back there and take unnecessary sacks.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's what makes him the best, and it's also his greatest weakness, right? Like, he believes he can do everything, so he tries to all the time. And at some point, you've got to just take what's given. And we've seen him do that to the best of anyone. 2022 and 2023, like, he learned how to matriculate the ball down the field. And I guess my argument would be that what's changed is the team, not as much him. And yes, he's still culpable. He still needs now to get back to that. No matter what's changed, he still needs to figure out how to get back to it.
He needs to evolve with the team.
He's got to evolve. I would just argue that the reason that left wasn't because Mahomes forgot how to. It's because the team kind of eroded around him.
I think there's just a lot of staleness in the offense. I think it's,
it's so predictable.
I think it's one of those things where if you've been the best for so long and no one's taken it away from you, why change?
Why change?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, what we do is great. What we do is fine. Nobody else has stopped it yet. We're always in the playoffs. We always go to the Super Bowl. We always go to the AFC Championship game. Until you can beat it, then prove it to us. And maybe that's what they needed, was somebody to come in and kick him right in the teeth and say, hey, that doesn't work anymore, and we're going to show that to you. Plus, catch a freaking ball.
Yeah, like, that's the other thing.
That's the thing about Mahomes' numbers, where the stat lines do lie, is in that game against Sunday night against Houston, like seven drops.
Yeah, I mean, you got to catch the football.
That's seven completions. I mean, Kareem Hunt had a first down that they had like glossed over in the play, where like you could hear Chris Collins say, man, you could just feel like that was one of those plays that Andy had hidden away for the right time. And he threw that little out, and Kareem Hunt just...
Yeah, it was a bad throw, though, by Mahomes. He was all contorted, that's a hard catch to make. Yeah. A better ball, he makes that catch and whatnot. And
Rice's drops. Kelsey's drop at the end of the game was crucial. Yep. And it's not all been Patrick. Yes, there can be blame, and he will sit there in front of that microphone after every game and say, I can be better, I need to clean things up. And you actually believe that, because he does thrive on perfection. He's never going to be perfect, but by God, if you're going to take that away from him, then you're going to ruin him, because that's how he motors his engine. It's just, I've got to get better. It's like, you went 27-31 and they won you. Yeah, I left two incompletions out there. It's, you know, the annoying golfer you play with, like, man, he shot 78, could have been 75. Are you kidding me?
But that's
like,
why those guys are great, though, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why those guys are great. And I think Patrick Mahomes needs a long offseason to kind of contemplate things and figure out where he is. You know, he is definitely going to get it. Because, I mean, I heard Boomer Esiason say this yesterday.
That may have been the worst game that I've seen Patrick Mahomes play. Honestly.
I mean, and that was after the Sunday night game. And it was not a great football game. And is it his worst? I don't know. I couldn't tell you what his worst game is, because he's had so many great ones, obviously. But I think he needs a hard reset this offseason. Like, it's okay to reinvent yourself and reinvent who you are and change as the game's changing. Because the other thing that I kind of realized, you know, not yesterday, but, you know, and I'm sure you guys have realized this, raise your hand if there's a team in the NFL that's scared of the Chiefs anymore, or cares that they're playing against Patrick Mahomes anymore. It's not unique and it's not special anymore. It's not. It's a normal, average at best offense that this organization has. And so the fear factor's gone. Everybody believes they can win when they play against this team now. They don't come in freaked out, and they're not losing games on Tuesday like they were, you know, years ago, where they couldn't figure this thing out. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in this offense have been got. Now, what are you going to do now that you've been got? How are you going to change and evolve and get better so you don't get got again? Because they've been got. They've been had. Everybody knows what's happening with this offense. Nothing is unique. Nothing is scary. Nothing is different.
No cap.
Right.
What?
It's true.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's true.
They're stale.
They're stale.
Yep. Boring.
Yep. Unfortunately. And the best thing you can do is take it all in the offseason, come back next year, and next thing you know, you go on another run. So we'll get into Tough Tuesdays on the other side. Myself, Bob, and Mac, we've all got options here. And then we'll get into what I have as a Andy Reid analogy that I think works here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving back into it, it is a Tough Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. I can't think of any other team or fan base to think of a Tough Tuesday than those Indianapolis Colts. Man, the NFL season is a dog, dude. Like, right there the whole year, and then you see Daniel Jones get the injury a couple weeks back. He pops up on the injury report before they play the Chiefs. They lose to the Chiefs in overtime, knowing Jacksonville's right on the horizon for the division lead. And then Daniel Jones plays in that game and tore his Achilles in the opposite leg that he had fractured and had surgery, or will have surgery on that leg. That sucks, dude. And then their backup quarterback, Riley Leonard.
Yep.
He's now injured.
Gosh.
And there are reports that one Philip Rivers is taking phone calls and talking with Indianapolis.
I think he's actually showing up there.
Can you do
the workout?
I was wondering. Yeah. Can you do the snip snap, and just go get Joe Flacco again?
I was listening to some people talk about that yesterday. I think I was listening to WFAN and they were talking about that. Right? They're like, it's too bad that the trade deadline is already come and gone. Maybe the NFL should not have a trade deadline in season for instances like this, you know, or maybe there's an emergency break glass in case of major injury where you can go out. The only way they were like, you can get Joe Flacco is who is he playing for now? Cincinnati, right? If they released him and then he could sign, you know, with the Indianapolis Colts. Damn. But, you know, I don't know why they would, you know, release him at this point in the season, but unless, you know, give him the opportunity to go play for the Colts. But let me ask you guys this. Would you rather be a Colts fan today or a Chiefs fan today?
Chiefs, of course, right?
Yeah. Based on the way that the season's gone, okay, would you rather have what the Colts had this year or what the Chiefs had this year?
Chiefs.
100%. There's nothing worse than having that. Well, it's like going to a strip club and leaving alone. That's what the Colts are. I mean, there's no other way to put it, right?
Just sucks.
That's the way it is. You go to the strip club, you're having the greatest time of your night, lights turn on, sunshine goes back to the room, and you head home with the boys.
Or it's like going to a holiday party and saying something, and everybody else looks at you like, did he really just say that?
What the hell was
I don't know
that?
If I'm talking about myself, but I probably am. But my tough Tuesday goes to those Indianapolis Colts fans. I feel for you. I really do. That's not sarcastic. That's not sarcasm whatsoever. That just sucks, man, and it's a tough Tuesday for all of you guys out there.
Yeah, it really is. I sat in front of a Colts fan at the game, and he was like from like Paola or something, right? So we were talking and, you know, whatnot, and he was rowdy at the beginning of the game, and then you could see it just dissipate as the game went along when the Chiefs were able to win that game, and now they've got all this heaped upon them, man. I do. I really do feel bad for the fans and everybody associated with that organization. My tough Tuesday goes to the Notre Dame athletic director. I mean, I don't know that I've seen more of a child baby crybaby in sports than this Pete Bavakwa guy. I don't know what part of Jersey he grew up
Baklava?
In, but Pete Bavakwa clearly grew up somewhere in Jersey. He was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday bitching about not getting into the college football playoff and how Miami got in, and then decided to draw a line in the sand and start taking shots at the conference, the ACC, of which Notre Dame is not a member of when it comes to the sport of football. And so the Notre Dame athletic director said, you know, we didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami, but it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. Mm. The head of the conference said, we respect Notre Dame, blah, blah, blah. With that said, when it comes to football, we have a responsibility to support and advocate for all 17 of our football playing member institutions, and I stand behind that. Yes!
Yep.
That's the right answer. Like, memo to Notre Dame, you are not part of the ACC. The fact that they didn't fight for you is the right thing to do. They fight for the people that are in their conference. Notre Dame plays hockey in the Big Ten. They do their other sports in the ACC, and their football is an independent. If they make a bowl game or the CFP, you know who gets all that dough? Notre Dame! If Miami gets in, you know who gets the dough? The ACC, and they split it with everybody. So, yeah, they're going to advocate for a team that has made the commitment to them. Notre Dame has made a commitment to no one but themselves. So for this guy to be out here crying and bitching like a little baby yesterday, Pete Bavakwa, shut the F up, Pete, and sit the F down and join a GD league.
Hey, you guys don't invite me to the party. Yeah, dude, you're not in the club.
You're not part of it.
Yeah, you could have been. You're not.
You're not.
You choose not to be.
Right.
It's not basketball. Sorry.
What's the I think you should leave skit where the guy's trying to learn about getting hair? Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Said it. What'd you guys talk about? Sex.
Yeah.
Just tell me what he said. Nope, you're not invited.
Club Aqua. Right.
I want to get to Club Aqua. Okay, I'll see you there.
Hey, this is stupid. It's, like these idiots that run college sports, and they're morons, do the say it out loud test. Well, the ACC fought for a team that's in the ACC that's part of the conference. We're kind of part of the ACC, but we're not in football. I don't understand why you didn't support us. Because you ain't part of the league.
Because we don't CCU in our club.
Yeah.
My tough Tuesday, it's going to just be, it could be a tough Tuesday for some Chiefs players. So I thought we could go through a couple and you can decide cut or keep. And you guys as well, 913-586-7965. Want to hear your thoughts on these as well. Cut or keep these Chiefs players.
Let's and start. We're just taking out contracts. Yes. Please don't get into the weeds on the text line about
dead caps and things
torts
like this.
And whatever else you want to get into. We're not here for that today. We this don't need conversation.
Cut just means like get rid of, get not rid trade. Of.
Yep. Yeah, just get rid of. Yeah.
Yeah. Could be trade in this scenario.
Exactly. We just stop with the minutia
not
text line.
Not on this
line.
Team. Yeah. On this team.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Yes. If you want to get in the minutia, at me on Twitter. We'll get into it. Chris Jones, cut or keep?
Gone.
Okay.
I'd keep him.
Okay, McDuffie.
Let me jump in real fast.
Yes,
for me, I
discussion.
Get rid of him because I look at Chris Jones as part of the reason why this team has not been able to move forward. We're going to talk about it with Travis Kelce a little bit as the morning goes along. But I think in order for this team to grow, it's time to say goodbye. So that's where I stand on that one.
And you're keeping?
Yeah, okay. I would keep Chris Jones.
Okay, Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, I'm absolutely number one trade target for me this offseason.
Okay.
If I should say trade target. The number one guy I want to trade, number one trade option for me is Trent McDuffie. So, yeah, I am absolutely 1,000% shopping him.
Yeah, I just go on pass record. Brett Veach doesn't sign corners. Is Trent McDuffie any different? I don't know, but I would probably see what happens. I think you'd move on.
Juwan Taylor.
Gone. Yeah, you've got Esapole.
Yeah,
he should be your starting right tackle based on what we saw against one of the best defensive lines in the history of the
Jalen
NFL.
Moore.
Yeah, and you have Jalen Moore too. Yeah, there's no reason to keep Juwan Taylor around.
Nope. Bob's 3 for 3, 2 for 3 for Dustman. Next one, Trey Smith.
I'm keeping Trey.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I would keep him.
Well, I put it in there just because he's the highest paid guard in the league and, you know, not necessarily premier position, had some injury issues, just thought it could be a discussion.
Sure. It is, but, and I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That just because we both said keep him, that I keep Trey Smith because I do believe that he's a very good lineman in the prime of his career right now. And if Patrick Mahomes has, you know, line issues, if you will, I would think Trey Smith would help with that.
Yeah, I just don't know if there's any value to trade for him.
Well, that's
very big, high price guard.
It makes sense if you were going to be able to trade guards in this league, because then you would just be like, all right, well, then there can Pole play that, or can Jalen Moore play that? Obviously, that whole domino effect. So I would keep him.
You're creating more holes on your roster.
No, that's fair. That's fair. And finding that trade piece, trade partner rather, would be pretty tough.
If he was a tackle, though.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
See you. Talk to you later. Nick Bolton.
Gone.
Yeah.
Same.
I think good
Same
riddance.
Here. Absolutely.
And again, it's tough love. It's a business.
Yeah.
Should be a lesson for the Chiefs, like middle linebackers or running back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Man, we don't pay those people.
No. And maybe they should pay the running back this offseason. But
Yes.
But I think, you know, when you start to look around and really analyze what we've seen on this team this year, and I said this after the Dallas game to you guys, the defense just looks slow. Mm-hmm. They're a step behind everything. They looked at the other night, even against C.J. Stroud, like if they were just a step quicker in certain – like Dusty has been on this, you know, almost interceptions all year back to the Jacksonville game. If you're a step faster, almost interceptions are interceptions. Almost recovering fumbles are recovered fumbles. Almost making the tackle, you are making the tackle. I just think this whole defense right now is just old. It's a step slow, and it needs an entire refresh. BBL stinky.
What went wrong in Andy Reid? We talk about it next on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.